Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Public discussion on a proposed drug and mental health treatment center in Itasca will have to wait a couple of weeks. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains why.
So many people showed up to a junior high, mostly in opposition to plans for a Haymarket rehab facility. Officials decided they needed a larger venue, so the meeting was put off until October 2nd. Beforehand, though, protesters marched through downtown Itasca in opposition to the planned 200-bed facility in what is currently a Holiday Inn on Irving Park Road. Drug prevention activist Laura Fry recorded the audio and offered commentary.
All about hate, ignorance. It's all right, when your kids need help, I'll help you.
Some in opposition, though, say Itasca cannot afford to lose tax money from the hotel. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Prosecutors in Lake County, Illinois, have decided to drop controversial murder charges against four juveniles who were charged after a homeowner in Old Mill Creek fired shots during an alleged attempted burglary, killing a 14-year-old boy. Cases against the four juveniles will move to juvenile court, although it's unclear what new charges will be filed. A fifth defendant, an 18-year-old woman, is facing conspiracy to commit burglary and criminal trespass charges as an adult. Tens of thousands of security cameras are doing little to deter crime on CTA trains.
The CTA has installed tens of thousands of cameras in the L system since 2015. Even so, the number of serious crimes in the rail system have doubled and arrests have declined. The Tribune analyzed so-called index crimes on CTA trains, which range from pickpocketing to robbery and sexual assault. Just under 1,200 index crimes were reported in 2015. 2,300 index crimes were reported last year. The CTA is working with Chicago police to solve the problem. It's changing officer patrols, adding more detectives, and giving investigators greater access to camera feeds. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A subcontractor in the village of West Dundee is being held responsible for a series of accidental gas main breaks.
The subcontractor, Montemayor Construction, hit a gas main three times in three places in 1 week while working on the project on Huntley Road, sending firefighters and police and public works to the site. Resident Tom Chutchman.
That's all our taxpayer money.
Village President Christopher Nelson agrees.
Correct. Yeah, so there is a cost with everything.
He told CBS2 the cost of the multiple emergency responses was $10,000.
I think they'll accept it, and you know, to this point they've understood that there are certain costs that come with the accidents, so they've been cooperative.
The subcontractor can expect a bill in the mail from the village. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The school district in Kenosha, Wisconsin has decided to let students honor a classmate who was killed earlier this year. The Bradford High School cheerleading squad wanted to perform a special halftime performance for Kaylee Juga during tomorrow's football game. School officials said if they allowed it, they'd also have to allow a show of support for Juga's ex-boyfriend, who's been charged in her death. The administration's initial decision sparked outrage on social media, with thousands signing a petition and parents threatening to pull their kids out of school tomorrow. Nurses at the University of Chicago Medical Center are preparing to strike tomorrow morning after talks between the two parties broke down last night. In preparation, the hospital is on full bypass, meaning ambulances are directed to take patients elsewhere. U of C nurses have been without a contract since April. Their major concern is the average caregiver's workload. A 22-year-old man has been arrested for defacing buildings in Chicago, and they're looking into whether he also spray-painted anti-gay graffiti in Rogers Park.
Police say two women reported the graffiti on their apartment building wall, a wall right below a rainbow flag hanging in the window in the 1400 block of West Arthur. 49th Ward Alderman Maria Haddon says the building was targeted twice with an anti-gay slur, the first time on the 10th of September, and the latest was found yesterday morning.
Same word, same building, different color paint. They just wrote it again.
Police say it's not clear whether a 22-year-old Rogers Park man arrested for defacing other buildings in the area is also responsible for the anti-gay graffiti. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The driver accused in a March hit-and-run crash in Aurora that killed an 8-year-old boy is being sued for damages. The Daily Herald reports Angelo Lopez, the father of victim Isaiah Lopez, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against 29-year-old Christopher Carrillo of Aurora. The suit alleges Carrillo, whom police say drove off, abandoned his vehicle, was traveling too fast, failed to yield the right-of-way, and did not keep a proper lookout. Four Chicago police officers fired after being accused of helping to cover up the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald are challenging the decision with separate lawsuits. The former officers say the Chicago Police Board's decision to fire them in July was unlawful. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has contended the officers gave or approved false statements to have the shooting seem justified. Officer Jason Van Dyke is serving nearly 7 years behind bars for McDonald's death. A woman found not guilty by reason of insanity for killing her 4-year-old daughter in Bloomingdale in 2010 is a step closer to being released from a state mental health facility.
Marcy Weber was ruled insane in the killing of her daughter at her mother's Bloomingdale townhome. Mental health experts said Weber was suffering a psychotic break at the time of the killing. A DuPage County judge has ruled that Weber is no longer a danger to others, but continues to have mental health issues. The judge has ordered that a plan be formulated that could allow Weber to be transferred from a state mental health facility to a short-term state-approved residential facility if certain conditions are met. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A popular West Suburban mall is undergoing some changes.
Real estate firm Centennial, which owns the Fox Valley Mall in Aurora, has begun work on renovating the facility's center court area. The more than 15,000-square-foot space will be renamed Center Park and feature string lighting and fresh plans to provide an outdoor feel. Ownership tells the Beacon News it's all part of staying relevant in the age of internet shopping. A series of art installations are also planned for the mall. In the western suburbs, Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.